First, the Trump administration has rolled out its proposed budget for the 2020 fiscal year. In addition to cutting spending to every federal agency except the Defense Department, the plan calls for more than $8 billion in new funding for the southern border wall. Acting White House Budget Director Russell Voigt told CNBC this morning that it's a move to get America's fiscal house in order.
This budget puts forward $2.7 trillion in spending reductions over the next 10 years and balances within 15 years. We think that's an important debate to have. Congress may resist it, but we also think that they have an interest, and we hope they have an interest in maintaining, in getting rid of the deficit, and that's the conversation we want to have with them going forward.
Democrats have called the proposal an appeal to Trump's base with no chance of being implemented. Caitlin Emma is a budget and appropriations reporter for Politico Pro. Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Before we get into the details of the president's budget plan, let's put it in perspective. This is a budget proposal, not the final deal. How much of a chance is there that a lot of these proposals will go through Congress?
That's a very good point. No administration's budget request ever really becomes law. These are widely regarded as, you know, wish lists, essentially what the administration would like to see, what they would like to cut. I hate to use the term dead on arrival because I think that it's overused, and I think us budget reporters try to avoid saying that, but that's essentially what this is in Congress. You know, a lot of Republicans have no appetite for what the president is proposing to do here, and the Democrats control the House now, so you can't forget that you have a third leg of politics here that you need to get through.
That said, what stands out to you big picture the most about the White House budget proposal?
Big picture, this budget is seeking huge cuts to domestic programs, non-military, non-defense domestic programs. And at the same time, it's looking to boost defense spending by $750 billion. Another big contentious piece of the budget is that the president is requesting $8.6 billion for a border wall. That is far more than the amount of money he shut down the government over for 5 weeks earlier this year. So certainly a request like that raises the specter of another government shutdown when federal funding runs out at the end of the fiscal year.
Let's get to the deficit part of this. The White House plan aims to cut the annual deficit by 15 years, which doesn't mean the national debt. It means the annual deficit. Republican plans in the past have hoped to do that within 10 years. And I saw the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says even what's in this plan is pretty optimistic. It's based on pretty rosy economic pictures, among other things. They don't think it's going to do what the president's team says it's going to do. What do we know about the deficit impact here?
What's interesting, like the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget noted, this budget assumes robust economic growth over the next decade. And they're saying that's largely due in part to the Republican tax bill that passed in 2017. And that outlook is a far more generous outlook than what the Congressional Budget Office predicted earlier this year, which is waning growth as a result of that tax law. So independent economists do not share the Trump administration's vision for robust economic growth over the next 10 years. But that being said, like you said, the White House is aiming to balance the budget within 15 years rather than 10. But at the same time, and partially because of the tax law, the plan would grow the federal deficit actually by about $1.1 trillion for the next fiscal year and project trillion-dollar deficits for 3 years after that. So the White House today is definitely getting some questions of, you know, you're pitching fiscal responsibility and presenting this budget, yet you would be growing the deficit, the federal deficit, in the short term.
Now, breaking this down by department, Caitlin, everything gets cut, it looks like, except the Defense Department. What do we see there?
The Defense Department overall, the Trump administration is seeking a $750 billion request. And what's interesting about the defense proposal is the Trump administration is essentially seeking to use this special wartime fund to put part of that defense request into that because it's not subject to current budget caps. So essentially, the Trump administration's entire budget request is sort of preaching fiscal responsibility, you know, saying that it's staying, you know, under spending caps, but at the same time, it's sort of using this workaround in order to get a boost for defense. And that particular request is not gaining a lot of traction with Republicans on Capitol Hill. The president's chief of staff, acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney, you know, when he was in Congress, even was a hugely opposed this idea that the Trump administration is now embracing in order to secure a defense boost. So a really interesting 180 there from the White House when it comes to requesting more money for defense.
Yeah, that brings up a complicated bit that I'll admit, Kayla, I don't fully get. There's a kind of a rule within Congress now that if you're cutting social programs, non-military spending, you also have to do military and vice versa. And this is a workaround to that. Do I have that all right?
So I think what you're talking about is this notion of parity, in that later this year, basically, Congress has to come up with a deal to raise the budget caps for defense and non-defense spending. So this budget expresses no interest in doing that. The Trump administration has said, we don't want to do that. We have a spending problem. You know, our budget, what we're giving you today, sees no need for doing that, essentially. But what they're proposing to do with the defense request is sort of an end run around that idea in order to still secure more money. So they're taking a portion of that $750 billion, and they're sticking it into this special fund that is not subject to those caps. So essentially, they're able to get $750 billion without breaking spending caps. But largely, the budget proposes deep, deep cuts to domestic programs. I mean, we're seeing huge cuts to food stamps, Medicaid. It would impose mandatory work requirements for millions of people who receive welfare assistance through housing programs. And Democrats have said, you know, if you're going to raise defense spending, then you need to raise non-defense spending equally. So that that notion is something that you're going to hear a lot of discussion about moving forward.
Talking to Kaitlyn Emma, budget and appropriations reporter for Politico Pro. Kaitlyn, you've given us a lot of the big picture details. Let's get into congressional reaction now. You mentioned earlier that even some Republicans have raised concerns about what they're seeing. What are you seeing from Senate Republicans and House Republicans?
Right. We've definitely seen concerns about this defense spending idea, namely the use of this special war fund that has been sort of referred to as a quote-unquote slush fund in order to get a defense funding boost while avoiding those budget caps. There's little appetite for doing that. And we've, you know, heard from appropriators who've said, you know, listen, the Trump administration is going to have to give a little to Democrats here. They control the House, and there is no avoiding that. So to pretend like you're not going to raise the caps on non-defense spending is, you know, just unrealistic, because it'll be outright rejected by the House.
And speaking of Democrats, what kind of things are we hearing from Democratic leaders?
Well, of course, lots of opposition. I believe Rosa DeLauro, who is a Democrat from Connecticut, she's the basically the chairwoman of the subcommittee, the House Appropriations Subcommittee that controls labor and education and health spending. You know, she said it'll be, quote unquote, a cold day in hell when she passes a budget like this. So you see a lot of that immediately. Democrats going after the Trump administration for, you know, proposing a budget that seeks to harm middle-class Americans by cutting billions of dollars from food stamps and essential health programs and things like that. So that is something that we'll hear a lot of going forward as Congress looks to fund the rest of the government by the end of the fiscal year and raise these caps for the budget.
Kaitlyn, you mentioned the S word a little while ago, shutdown. Is there a concern from members of Congress seeing the president's opening position here that this could be another road to a shutdown?
I think there's definitely a lot of concern. You know, this budget clearly stakes out a position where the White House is not interested in raising the budget caps. particularly for non-military programs. So that is one major thing that Congress has to do before funding the rest of the government, because that deal sets overall spending levels. Then in turn, lawmakers figure out how to divvy up those spending levels. So for the White House to say, we don't even support raising those budget caps, that's red flag number one. And red flag number two would be the $8.6 billion request for a border wall. As you know, as everybody knows, the government, a quarter of the government shut down for 5 weeks earlier this year over President Trump's $5.7 billion demand for in funding for a border wall. And that is far less than what he's requesting now. So if that is something that they want to stick to their guns on, I think the specter of a government shutdown is a real possibility.
And briefly, as we wrap up, what happens next, Caitlin? What are you watching for now in this process?
So moving forward, we essentially see what the House and Senate Budget Committee want to do with this. They can choose to, Congress can choose to pass a budget. It doesn't necessarily have to pass a budget, but we have a lot of fiscal fights ahead of us this year. I mean, in addition to funding the entire government before September 30th, like I said, Congress has to negotiate a deal on raising the budget caps and negotiate a deal on lifting the debt ceiling, because around the end of the fiscal year, or roughly the beginning of next fiscal year, sometime this fall, the Treasury Department is going to run out of its borrowing authority and the government won't be able to pay its bills. So there's a lot at stake here. And this budget doesn't exactly signal a willing and cooperative partner from the in terms of where the White House plans to be in a lot of these negotiations.
Well, Caitlin, keep your phone handy. I'm sure we'll have lots of reasons to call you in the coming months. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Caitlin Emma, budget and appropriations reporter for Politico Pro. We talked with her about President Trump's proposed budget for the 2020 fiscal year and the reactions from Congress.